Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm your host, Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. In the previous segment, thank you for allowing me to tell you a little bit about my mom, who died Sunday, and we're burying her today. And I mentioned something that my parents taught us, some what I call the three gifts that they gave us that I wanted to spend a little more time on. And especially those of you who have children, especially if you have young children, just some things that I think that are often overlooked, and some things that kind of get in the way of relationships. My parents were, they were the Depression era children. And the World War II, my dad helped save the world in World War II. Many of your fathers and grandfathers did as well. And so they were a special group of people, and they struggled. My parents struggled. Now I always thought we were middle class till I found out doctors were considered middle class. So I guess we were probably lower middle class in terms of economics, in terms of financial. My dad worked on the railroad, and my mother was a telephone operator for a part of her life. So we were working folks, blue collar folks. So they, blue collar, one thing we know about blue collars, blue collar folks, regular folks like you and me, pretty much, even, a whole lot of small businesses, you struggle. Families struggle from time to time. And the thing that my parents did that I didn't realize until it was all over, as I first looked back on my dad's life when he passed, and as I look back on my mother, I just think about the wonderful gift they gave us of allowing us to see them struggle. They didn't hide it from us. They didn't sugarcoat it. They didn't say, tell little fibs about it or act like it was no big deal. They didn't act like it was a small deal either. They just, or a big deal. They just dealt with it right in front of us. So when I had my family and I struggled, I had seen this before. And I was able to tell, I was able to know that families can struggle and then get on the other side of it. Work it out. One step at a time. Financially, emotionally, the relationships. My mother and father were warriors together. But they also had five children, right? So there was a lot of love there. But they fought from time to time. And so I saw that my parents struggled in their relationship. There was never any abuse, of course. That's a different story. But they did. They were strong-willed people, and they fought. And they struggled financially with five children as blue-collar folks. And yet, they never kept it from us. They never even... I still look back on it, and I think about the fact that they never even acted like... I remember my dad taking me... He took me as a young boy to negotiate a settlement and a longer terms on something where there was an issue, and he let me go with him to discuss the terms with this guy. And it wasn't exactly always a fun conversation, I remember. But they worked it out, and the man got all of his money, but we were struggling at that time. And so what a blessing to let me see that. So if you're struggling, if you have times where you're struggling as a couple, or you're struggling financially, and sometimes the financial turns into struggles for the couple, right? When you're struggling, don't keep it from your children. This is life. This is what happens. People deal with it, And they get on the other side of it, and they look back, and they're the stronger for it. So I'm grateful for being shown that you can live with dignity even when you're struggling. My parents showed us the nobility of work. Work is so important. You know, I used to tease my mother. I'd say, Mom, I got to go to work. And she'd say, why are you going? Why do you got to go to work? I said, because you didn't leave me a trust fund. And we'd both have a laugh about that. But the truth is, I don't want a trust fund. I like working. I like creating things of my own. And I think about the people who have trust funds, and they're not worth anything. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. And so there's what's more noble than work? And they showed us that, my parents. So show your children, let them see you working. Show them the nobility of work. And then finally, this super mom and super dad myth. There's no such thing as super mom or super dad. There's only mom and dad. And then there's love. And everything else in between, all the drama and all the noise, it's just that. It's what it is. It's just life. It's just drama and noise in life. And we need to claim the love and get over everything else. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.